102.5.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places to find true love in this world. One is at the local aquarium during their annual half-off promotion for stepkids only.
Oh. Wow.
I need to see your papers. Yeah. Make sure you're a stepchild.
The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org. Oh. We scour that website every week to find the best misconnections that they have to offer. Like this one, titled, "You Are My Queen, and I Was Honored to Guard Your Throne."
Oh,
oh, this is cute. Okay.
Man for Woman 23, outside bar patio.
Oh,
oh, not as cute.
Says, "My buds and I were playing cornhole near the porta potties outside in the back of the bar."
That's not a night.
Yeah, well, yeah.
At one point, it got so lame that we locked some fleb inside one of them.
Oh.
It was hilarious.
No,
was it?
No.
But then I saw you. You walked over sporting your little red dress.
Oh.
Dark hair, shaking those hot dog hips.
Oh. I'm still turned on.
Never heard
what
that.
You guys said.
I don't even know what that means.
It sounds like zero curve.
Okay.
Yeah, just straight to the floor.
Yeah.
Then your eyes met mine, and you asked me a question I will never forget.
Ooh.
And that question was, "Can I pee?"
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right.
Dude.
Because, well, I'm guessing, did they still have the guy locked in the porta potty?
Yeah.
Is that
probably.
Why?
Can you get him out?
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay.
I answered, "Of course, my lady."
Oh, what a gentleman.
Oh, wow.
But then you hesitated and asked if I was going to lock you in there, too.
Oh, no.
Without even thinking, I did what any gentleman would do. I offered to stand guard in front of your crap shack.
How is that not a name of a porta potty company?
Yeah.
You looked at me with a shocked expression. I know, it's rare to see an actual gentleman these days.
Yes.
And I know a lot of women say that chivalry's dead.
Oh, man.
But I don't believe it is.
It really,
I think chivalry's just hiding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and that night, it was hiding inside of me.
Oh.
Ooh, it came out.
I gotta say, I felt like a level 50 boss guarding that Jiffy John for you.
I mean, I will give him that, for sure.
I even told some other bro to pound sand when he asked if he could be next, just in case you wanted me to join you.
Oh,
in the porta?
No.
Ew.
No,
what is this?
I don't know.
I was impressed when you finally came out because you hardly smelled like piss.
Hardly? Just a little.
Nice. But then I got distracted by a few other 34 C's when they asked me to do the same.
Hey-o.
And you know what they say, chivalry never sleeps.
I need to be chivalrous for all of them.
Because chivalry is always hung.
What?
No, that's
not it. That's not it. Did chivalry just send us a junk pic? Is that what just happened?
I'm pretty sure.
Let's chill sometime. Oh. That's signed Brandon.
I bet.
After you probably like tried to get on the other girl.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This next misconnection is titled, "You Could Be the Answer to My Troubled Past." Woman for Man 27, Bus Depot. Okay.
No red flags there in that title.
Sounds like my type.
Says, "I was the spunky redhead who was waiting to take the bus to go see my ex-husband in prison. It was an hour till departure, and I noticed you standing next to the candy machine, huffing cigs.
Okay.
The fact that you sucked down over 20 Camel Reds in the course of 30 minutes made me think, hey, he could be a keeper."
Legit chain smoking.
Oh my god, you're smoking three at a time? Just shoved them all in his mouth?
"Also, I never thought I'd be attracted to a guy with a mullet.
Did you?
Your John Deere stained sweatshirt and matching cargo pants made your neck warmer totally work.
Oh, no.
After
bumming a few smokes, we leaned against the bus station wall and talked about our childhood dreams. We both agreed that we'd settled in our lifetimes. That's when it dawned on me. Even though I'd been married three times by age 28, I was still open. Mm. Open for love."
Ooh.
How do women like this find so many people to marry?
Yeah.
I just don't. Like, good for you.
I don't know.
Then I accidentally slipped my hand into your back pocket and smiled playfully.
Oh. How do you explain an accidental, like, pocket situation?
Sorry, I thought that was my pocket.
We parted ways, but after you left, I noticed I had a little piece of lint from your pants pocket caught in my fingernail.
This is just like Cinderella's story.
That's signed Colanda.
Oh.
Hey,
well,
I mean, okay.
Yeah. Somebody for everybody out there.
This next misconnection is titled, "To the Waitress That's Completely Obsessed With Me."
I bet she is.
Man for Woman.
I bet she's not.
Yeah. 31 Applebee's.
Oh, God. Oh, Applebee's. Oh.
He says, look, I get it.
No, do you?
I'm
do
a
you
good
really
looking dude. And that's fine.
I must sure be so you are. Hard.
But let's just stop playing all these silly little games.
Yeah.
Every single time I come in, there you are in your worn server's uniform, smiling at me with your tiny baby teeth.
Baby teeth?
And then you go into your routine of tossing your hair around like it's some hot basket of fries with an expiration date.
What? Oh.
You're freaking all over me like apple butter on a braised biscuit, Elizabeth.
Oh. Wow. Gee, is that good or is he mad? I can't tell.
He wrote that in all caps.
Oh.
Oh, you said
but then
well.
He goes out of all caps and he says, now, don't get me wrong, I like the attention.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
But my God, woman, can't a man eat his chicken tender lunch combo in peace?
I think she's just asking if you want to refill on your beverage, dude.
I haven't alerted your manager.
Oh.
But I'm seriously thinking about it. If you see this, I would like a 20% discount.
Oh, there it is. Oh. Okay.
Which is a lot since my bill usually comes to $16 after tax days.
Uh-huh.
If you do that, then I won't take my business elsewhere.
Is it for $3 off?
I mean, where else are you going to take your business? That is the neighborhood bar and grill.
Yeah.
And he signs it, Good Day, Randall. Parentheses, guy with gray pinstripe jacket and tie.
Oh, he dresses up.
A pinstripe jacket and a pinstripe tie?
Yeah.
This guy's all business.
Are you kidding me? Most
Randall.
I guarantee he has a briefcase.
Yeah. For no reason.
And it's pinstripes too.
Yep.
That's Craigslist misconnections.